Yeah, another Mad Bitter Truth Tuesday podcast. Yeah, the radio version. You already know what we on. Now, we're going to get into some things. And, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, the daring escape. That's what we on, period. And I'm trying to tell the people, in order for you to get back where you belong or where you originated from, you have to understand how and why you lived to begin with. And I'll use the word leave because we need to understand. We're not going to fool ourselves here. You know, we have to understand and, you know, put it in our head that they didn't actually drag us here, if you want to be real. The whole thing is convincing the masses that these parts is better. And that's what we go talk about. Now, I'm going to run this tune right here. Just let it play a little bit. Just to let you understand that these things is out there. Just because, you know, these people might have a song or they sing these songs about these same places that we're talking about on this earth. And most of them who do the songs are, you know, that you see present to you these songs and these lyrics, they themselves don't understand what it is. They themselves don't enlighten by some truth from it. It's just what they told, what they was handed down, what handed down to them as far as these lyrics, just to make the peoples who have a little bit of brain can understand something. But like I say, the peoples who actually do these songs, they don't really understand it. Now listen to this right here for a little bit before we get in. Pay attention. Yeah, so you hear that, people? They've been doing these songs long, long time ago about that same faraway land. And they tell you that they want to leave this part and that's where they want to be because that is the real home. And this right here that we at is not livable, if you want to be real. We're struggling to live here. So yes, people, let's discuss how you get here. To begin with, like I say, it's some things that you need to understand. And, you know, karma is involved as far as all. We realize some things while we're doing this truth here. You know, while we're doing these videos and breaking down some things, you know, it reveals some things as far as how the devil work. Now, and those are the things that you need to really understand. Before you think about getting out, you have to understand how the devil work and why did the devil work in the way that they work, if you know what I mean. So yes, people, the devil didn't really use force. They don't like to use force for say to get you to done things because they're working with a guideline. Like I mentioned before, it's because all the videos and all the breakdowns that I come across and did. It lead me to understand that the devil is actually working with a guideline. No lie, people. It basically, that's why sometimes they let you be aware of things. That's the reason why they actually tell you things. That's the reason why sometimes they give you a hint in some movies you can go back and check and you see the hints. Sometimes after you awake, then you can, you know, you glimpse and take a hit at the supposedly, you know, pre-predicted programming, and you see it. That yes, they were showing you before. The reason why they're showing you, as I told you, I gather, is because they're working with a guideline, meaning that the devil have to destroy you with style, if you understand what I mean. And this is for real here. A lot of people already notice it before I mention it out my mouth. The fact that the devil people make you be aware of a lot of things before they do it to you. They're actually going to tell you. That's why you see, they couldn't help themselves but tell you what the vaccines is doing to your body. They can't help themselves but to tell you that the food is poison that you're eating. They can't help but to tell you these things. Why? It's all by design, meaning that the devil is working with a guideline, meaning that they have some ways where they can actually destroy you, take your soul and destroy you without held accountable. That's all I'm thinking, people, the whole time. That's all I could think about, like something is going on right there where the devil maybe can get away with the things that he done to human being on earth. Why? Because he working with a guideline. And once he stay under those guidelines, no lie, people, this is what I gather. It seems like once they stay underneath that guideline, or they follow certain things in that supposedly guideline, it's okay for them to take your soul. Now, part of it is you leave the land that the Creator put you, where creation gonna make you, you know, at ease. You move from there. Now, the human being, I'm gonna show you some things, because we're gonna go back to the Genesis and the supposedly Adam and Eve story, which I tell you, it's a story of humanity, how humanity gets to be here. Why did the humanity leave their birthplace? That's what we're talking about here. And there is no, you know, middle grounds where you can say, well, maybe it's not. We already know what happened. Okay. So now to pick these things apart that they give you in the Bible and the story that they give you about how the human being lose their birthplace. Now, we have to think about it. Why would knowledge be a bad thing? Why would knowledge be bad? Okay, so listen what it is, people. They tell you that God created the Garden of Eden. Supposedly put human beings there for human beings to live. Now, what you have to understand, they talk about other parts on the earth doing that. During that time when they tell you about, you know, the Garden of Eden, they're basically acknowledging that there is more places out there. Do you understand? More worlds, more continents. Okay. It's just this part that the Creator want mankind to stay, period. You stay there. Okay. Why would the Creator have certain things in the garden that he made for man, made for human being to live in? Why would there be a tree there that you can't mess with? Okay. Because there's guidelines. Always guidelines there somewhere. Now, what happened is the Creator might not hinder you from going across the guidelines, and that's why you might be vulnerable, because the Creator don't put a control in you. He don't control you. You're not working by chip. You have a thing called free will, and now you're gonna explore the free will once the devil come into play. You get what I'm saying here? Okay, so they tell you about the Garden of Eden, and they tell you about in the center of the Garden of Eden. What is that? That's where you find the tree of life, or the tree of knowledge, the one that the human being not supposed to eat off. They can't eat off that tree. Okay. So once they mention the tree of knowledge, you know already that no fruit involved. Common sense here. Once they say the tree of knowledge, you know it's something that the human being know now that they should never know. Okay, hold on here, people, because I don't want you to get confused as far as what's knowledge. In this side of the earth where you're living now, which is the devil side of the earth, every knowledge is useful. Every single piece of knowledge that you get is now useful. Why? Because now you're in the bad side and trying to get back to the good side. So that means all knowledge is good now. But back then, when you used to be in the good spot, all knowledge is not good. Do you understand what I mean? You're at the place where you're supposed to be. Now every knowledge is not good for you. Why? Because you have a soul, a subconscious. And once that knowledge gets to you, now you start processing it. Now your mind is there. That's the reason why those times, that kind of knowledge is forbidden. The reason why it's forbidden is because now they're going to tell you about these parts right here that we at. Now, the curiosity is alive now because the devil now introduce you to these parts over here and what these parts have to offer. What can get done here different from where they at. So now, because you have a soul, as I mentioned in the last podcast, the devil can now use it against you. Because once they feed that to your soul about this side of the earth, it's now there forever. That's why that knowledge was forbidden. Do you get it or not? When you're in the right place, all knowledge is not good. When you're in the parts of bad right now in hell, all knowledge is good. Do you get it? Okay, so that's the reason why we was baffled at first and thinking about why would the Creator give you a tree of knowledge that you can eat from, which you can know the knowledge then. That's what they call eat, you consume the knowledge. And once you get that kind of knowledge now, that's where your mind at. Now you know about the corrupted things that's out there. Now you know these things that, you know, different. It would have seemed foreign from where you're at now, where it's just naturality. And like I mentioned, only things that you need there. No wants. Everything is things that the human being needs to survive. Now they mention herbs and seeds and healings and all of these things that they claim that God said was in the Garden of Eden. So that means you have enough to stay good. But the human being, they get convinced. They've been sold Babylon. They've been sold hell, the worst part of the earth. And why did they tell you that that tree of knowledge that you shouldn't eat from, the forbidden tree, is in the center of the garden? Now, all of these is metaphor. All of these things that they're saying is metaphor, that coding, and you have to decode it. So yes, people, the center of the earth that you're at right now, there you go, right there. What else you need to hear? I already told you that we in the center of the earth, people, the center, the most lost part of the earth, period, is the center. Now, the only way you can become unlost in this earth, if you get up and go somewhere. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're not talking about the place that's labeled, the place that they put stamp on, numbers on. No, way beyond that. So when we start this journey and we get out of here, all of these things that you're going to left behind show you that you deserve your soul. You don't understand what I'm saying here. Just by you decide, do the action, get up and die trying to leave this side of the earth shows you It shows you one thing and it frees you from a lot. What it do is shows that you're willing to leave all the material and everything behind. This is real talk, people. This is real, real talk. You don't take a lot to save your soul. You just have to do it. So listen what I'm saying. For all the people who down with the mag be the truth right here and understand and grasping what I'm saying here. You see, once you're willing, and I see the people willing already. I seen it. I seen the people down. Seen the people actually, you know, reach out to the mag and be like, yes, mag, this is a good journey. This is something that, you know, is just a positivity here. So listen what I'm saying. For all the people who 100% down, you know what that did? It shows something about you that no human being can show here. It shows that you're willing to leave all of these things that actually they used to take your soul. You don't understand how I feel about those people, man. You don't understand. Those people is what keep the mag going. Because like I say, you understand this world now. That's why you're willing to leave it all. And for all the people, like I said, that reach out to the mag and, you know, and put it on the line. And I'm convinced that they're willing. Just like I am. It's an emotional thing when you think about it. But I got mad respect for those people. Even if it comes down to we failing to get out, it still shows. It shows something to the creator of this earth. That we is a set of people, not too much, that willing to walk away and leave all of this shit behind. Every single thing. Leave your station behind, which you call your home, and all of that. And everything that this world got to offer. I applaud all those people. No lie. Respect can't even count. The way I feel about those people is different. Because in these times, you can't really too much grasp with people because you can't understand them because you wonder why they're buying these things and why they're going these ways. And it makes you kind of like, you know, sick of people. It makes you don't want to be around people. It makes you don't want to, you understand what I'm saying? Just because they're so brainwashed and lost. Now, on the other hand, when you see people wake up enough to leave this world behind, oh, it makes me feel lovely. I'm glad, I'm happy inside to know that the people willing to do that. And that's all you need to have in your mind, that yes, none of these things over here matters. Applaud the people, man. Applaud to the people willing to leave all behind. That show that you respect your soul more than this illusion here. Okay, so listen to me, people. So yes, people, the knowledge that you should know is about this side of the earth right here. This side of the earth and what it got to offer and what the devil can present you, what the devil can show you, even though it's not there. You get what I'm saying? The illusion part, all of these things with moon landing and space explorations and all of these things that they have on the table. That's what they used to sell you here. That was the bad knowledge. Remember, knowledge is just you knowing something. Your soul won't let it go, people. Your soul will never let it go once it knows it now. You convince the soul that these parts is better, the soul is not gonna rest. That's the curiosity that gonna turn around and hurt man, even though it's supposed to be an advantage. Satan uses it against you. So listen to me, people. The fact, I'm going to tell you this, because I already mentioned it as far as the karma part of it, the guidelines part of it. I could be wrong. I'm not going to say it like, you know, it's 100% surety. But like I say, this is what I gather from doing videos and podcasts and everything and breaking down things. This is what I got from it. I got the fact that the devil is working with a guideline. The devil is careful of how they bring things to you. They make sure they tell you they have hints because of karma. I don't care what nobody say. That's what I believe. So listen to me, people. That's why they didn't drag you out. That's why they didn't drag you away from there. They only convince you of a better place so you can leave. Then the alteration of man begins. So listen to me, people. The only way you're going to undo what you did, basically, now you have to sacrifice. I call it sacrifice because you have to basically give up a lot of things. Give it up. Everything that you basically, you know, believe in before. Remember, the earth teach you what to believe in and what's your goal. You have to erase all that out of your mind. But what I'm saying now is, when we on that journey, when we get on that journey to get back out of this earth, I'm telling you right now, there are going to be a lot of obstacles. There are going to be a lot of gatekeepers in man form. We're talking about real human beings like us that got a job for say. Don't even know what the job really is, but all they know, they need to stop you from going here or keep you from getting in or go to this area. You know what I mean? They're there for the restrictions. Well, listen to me. After you pass the human restriction, the only thing you're going to see is illusion. No lie, I'm just letting you know the illusion is there. Because they told you in the story of, you know, the human being get kicked out of their origin, they basically tell you that they're going to put guards, or guards is their guardians to stop you from go back in. You know what they call guardians? The same ones I mentioned. The human beings doing their job, supposedly, not knowing what they really guarding. You have to understand, they don't know what they're guarding there. They just know that, hey, my job is to stop and check anybody who's going to here and turn them back or whatever the case might be. Now, once you pass these guardians, gatekeeper, like, that's it. Remember, this is what I know here. I don't care if nobody buying it. The devil can't stop you from going back in. You see, once you get to that point where you're there, they can't stop you from going in. Just like they didn't drag you out of there, people, you don't get it. That's the human being origin, the human being birthplace. The only way you leave, if you get up and leave, the creator didn't kick you out. There is nowhere else to live as far as mankind. So I mentioned that the devil is the one who hand down the judgment to mankind after they buy the dumb shit that they sell. Same people selling it. They say, hey, devil selling me the fact that over here is better. But guess what? The devil already know once you come out. Once you come out and they bring you in here, you're not going to have the desire to go back. You know what's the desire? Yes, that means you can't put it in your head that, yes, something over there that's better than over here. Now, you try to match up what was the earth have to offer then and what it got to offer now. And you tell me what majority people would choose. They would choose now. Believe it or not. Some people said, hey, you know, technology increase and this is what they live for here. They get the new screens, the new this, the new that, everything change and updates, and that's what they live for. Period. That means they would choose this world 10 times over the one that we came from, that we're talking about here, that just simple, with just fruits and vegetables and herbs and seeds and things that the human being needs. And not cars and planes and vanity goals and diamonds and packaging foods and mix up water and all of these things and fake flavoring, chemical make everything, pills and shots for your body. And this is what we bargain for here. So like I say, people, when we get to a point, when we beat the odds, When you get to a point where you at the spot that you're supposed to be, that you came from originally, they can't stop you from going there, people. They can't. You have to believe me. The same fucking shit I've been telling you the whole time. They can't stop you from going in. They can't use force, people. They can't use force. Force is a thing that they're using in here. But if you know this, people, if you go back and check any one of these things that they put on the table that destroy the masses, they never force you. They put things around you to push you. But at the end of the day, they never held your hands. Why you think the government come and say, hey, we will give you a $100 gift card if you take the shot? Why? It's because they can just grab you and hold you and shut you up. You have to understand these things. In a world where you've been controlled, where they have all these measures, police and laws and rules and all of these things that they got in place, if they wanted to vaccinate you by force, they hold you down and vaccinate you. Nothing couldn't stop them from do it. I'm just saying here, people, this is the truth. If they would have called mandatory vaccination, they show up and vaccinate you at home in this devil earth, nobody couldn't stop it. There is nothing that you could say out your mouth could change it. No march, no protest, no nothing couldn't stop it. So you understand what I'm saying here, people? They can force put anything on you that they want in this earth, but they didn't. All they do is convince you. Sometimes we even use the word force when we mention what they're doing, but at the end of the day, it's just going to be your choice. They're going to set it up for you to knock it down. That's all it is. So they have the right words to say to you. They have the right fear tactics to use to make you buy in. It's simple as that. Now, if you don't buy in after a certain time, they step it up and they go further and they go further and they go further, but they're not going to drag you down that alley. They're going to tell you the right words and you're going to use your foot and hands and crawl there. That's how it is. So listen to me, people. This is something that I do believe right here. That if you get to that point where you get to the point of getting in entry, they can't deny it. First of all, they don't own that place. The devil don't. It's owned by the creator who created us to be there. You understand what I'm saying, people? And another thing that you need to look into is when the Bible tell you about how God create human beings. As a matter of fact, if you listen, if you pay attention to what they're saying, go in the Bible and check what they're saying there, you go hear them use the words in the Bible, because it's tricky when they use these thou and we and how. You have to pay attention. So yes, the Bible gonna tell you that God said, let us create man in our own image. Are we? You have to understand these things, people. Remember, the Bible is a coding. It need to be decoded. That means every single word, every single letter must be intact, because the letters and the words change everything you do. So yes, when they say God said, let's create man his own image, his own likeness. But we, they use the word we when they mention God and us. I'm just saying, people, you have to pay attention to these words. The words means a lot to them. You slip over a word and bam, that's how they caught you. You slip up on a word. We always talk about how one word, one single word can change what a sentence means. You know what I mean? Okay. So they have a part in the Bible where they said Jesus was talking And he was telling his followers about what's going to happen as far as the future, and the people is going to come and say that Jesus is God. And the way that Jesus was telling the supposed followers this times that going to come, and he said, listen, there are going to be peoples come and say, I'm God. They're going to come in my name and said, I am God. So basically, when the Jesus supposed to be telling his followers that, he's trying to tell them that, listen, I'm not God. But these fakers, these false prophets, going to come and use my name and say that I'm God to deceive you. Why did Jesus would say that? Listen, I already told you about the words. I know one single word can change the meaning of a damn sentence. Okay. So Jesus tell them that, listen, they're going to have these false prophets, which is what you see on TV, and these pastors and these people that supposedly represent Jesus, the ones that are trying to convince you that the Jesus is real and Jesus do all of these things. And that's what Jesus supposedly tell you in the Bible, that these people are going to come and lie to you that I am God. So you see what the Bible is? The Bible got to be decoded, people. That's the reason why I tell you the way out in there. It's there. It's in Genesis and it's in Revelation. It's in how you get here or you leave, and it shows you how to get back. So listen to me, people. We're not going to get there yet. Because like I say, it won't be a podcast or not. We're just going to talk about it, and we're going to gain the knowledge as we go along. Yes, so when Jesus tell his followers that people going to come and trick them or trick the world and tell them that the Jesus is God, and he's trying to tell you that he's not, the false prophet, the fakers going to come and worship in my name and say I'm God. People don't understand that. They feel like Jesus supposedly was telling them that some false prophet gonna come and tell them and tell you that they're God. No. The mistake part of it, you have to listen to the words. The words gonna lead it down to Jesus telling them that, listen, they're gonna come praising my name and tell you that I am God and I'm not. They're gonna tell you that I'm God. They're gonna be praying in the name and all. That's just how it is. So listen to me, people. Whatever you believe, you have to take it out of your mind. You might have to delete it. A matter of fact, run it through your brain again and see what it worth. And most of it gonna need to throw away. Ditch. Now, I mentioned the knowledge that all knowledge is good when you're on the outside. But when you go back to where you're from, all knowledge is not good. Because now your soul invested in that knowledge that you heard about. Now you're putting it together. Now you're imagining it. Now you're tormented by it, your soul. It's something now that you have to check before you move on now. You need to get into it. You need to see what that's about before you move on now, because the curiosity is juking you like a needle. And that's the way they get human to leave out of their birthplace. So listen to me. Just like they didn't hold your hand and drag you out force by force, they can't stop you from going back in. Once you gain back that knowledge, that's where you come from. And the knowledge how to get back, that's all you need. You're listening to me, people. That's all you need. All you need is the knowledge how to get back. And let me say this before we end the podcast or We can't use nothing that they made for travel to get out. It's period. Now, I already know that since I was a baby. When I was a young youth, I know that. You know what I used to know? What I used to think about hard? That compass. I always think about it like, you have a compass that the people's made. They have a box that they want you to stay in. What the compass gonna teach you? The compass only gonna teach you how to stay in that box. Why? Is the people put you in the box, give it to you. Okay, it can't lead you out of the box. It can't. Now, we talk about it a long time in a video about the compass malfunctioning when it gets certain parts on the earth. And you probably think I'm joking. Remember, they show you the earth as a ball and they give you the compass as a ball. A spinning ball, people, that move and show you a different direction. All depends on where you turn. So listen to me, people. Man made that apparatus to keep you in a box. The same way I tell you, they make the transportation to keep you in a box, because every transportation got limits on it and restrictions. It's just that simple. So yes, we're talking about going to this faraway land. We can't buy a ticket to it. Now you understand what I'm saying? There is not a bus ride. There's not a train ride. There's not a plane ride. There's not a boat ride to get there. So listen to me, people. When we decide, or when we come upon the way to get out, and the easiest way to get back to where you come from, we can't use no transportation that they made. We can't use no apparatus that they put together for transport. No navigation, no compass. First of all, you can't navigate there because it got no name. If you understand what I mean, no sense of name and directions or nothing. You understand? Because it's somewhere that they don't want you to find. So that means it's not on their map. It's not on their compass. The compass can't lead you there. Now, the only natural ways for the masses to go somewhere is using the skies. Whether you're going to use the sunrise or the sunset or whatever. If you're going to go to a direction where you said, this is where I got to go, you just go that direction. And the fact that you can't be deteriorated by space. When I say space, I mean the in-between. Between where you're coming from and where you're going. That's one of the things that they use on us, with time. Everything is by timing. So you kind of worry about time with everything that you do. Now, when you're on the verge or on the road to find back the human being birthplace, fuck time and everything. Time is also what man give you here. You have to leave time and everything behind. Remember, time is what gonna make you feel like you what you're doing ain't worth it. Time is what gonna deteriorate you from doing it, because it's too much time. Oh, where we at now? Oh, how much hour we take to get here? How much days we take to get here? Oh, we're not gonna get there. These are the things that the earth have to offer. And if you use it, you can't move. You can't go nowhere. As a matter of fact, if you think too deep on this earth itself, that you're in the side that you're in, you're not even gonna think about leaving. So listen what I'm saying, people. You can't use none of these earthly things to get out. None at all. No sense of direction, no sense of transport. So yes, it's gonna be something way, way, way different from what you know. Gonna come to us, but it's something not too familiar to this side of the earth. The way out. Why I say that? Because everything in this side of the earth, man-made illusion. Okay, can't get you out of here. The only thing gonna do is keep you here. They make things to keep you here. They hand down things to you to keep you here. The things that they tell they found, the stories that they tell you, the illusion, all of that is to convince you to stay here. Convince you that this is where life is and there is nothing else. That's why all knowledge is good. Now that you want to find your way back home, all knowledge is good. So yes, we need to utilize those knowledge. And that's what we're doing right now. The way we get here matters way, way more than you would have think. It matters how you get here if you want to know how to get out. So I mentioned they didn't drag your hands. They didn't force you to get out. That's why I know. Same type of karma vibe. They can't stop you from getting in once you get there. It's just that simple. So yes, people, the hard part, after we, you know, put everything together, the hard part is the transportation. That's it. When we come up with a transportation, now we can go back to what they tell you happened 2,000 years ago with Noah and a boat. And if you want to be real, that could be the way we came here. When you look at the story with supposedly Noah and they talk about flooding and all this shit, it could be the same way you get here. They talk about pairing up animals and pairing up people and bring toward this, bring toward that, and they come on the boat and they end up here. And that's how I am, people. That's just how I am. I can put things together and it might be sound far-fetched and way out, but that's what I did. I did put it together. Now, it might not sound convincing to everybody, but that's how I see it. The story and Noah could tell you how we get here. I don't care. Because they're trying to tell you that what they did right there as far as Noah and the ark and moving around and life was started again after the flood. Come on, people. Come on. I'm going to ask you a question with the flood thing. What happened? It seems like there is no sea. When the flood come, there was no sea. I just want to know. Because as far as I know, the only flood, only proof of a flood supposedly, is that sea water. If you want to tell us that the heavens open. Remember the Bible tell you that God separate the earth with a firmament in water. So the firmament is in the water. What's a firmament? Same thing as we call a dome. In the water. So the God let the water in and the land and make the land separate from the water. And you don't get it, people. All that shit is metaphor. Codings. So the water that you see right there, that's the time when they bring us here, when you see that water show up. I know this. So when they tell you about the great flood with Noah, they actually tell you about the devil people bringing you here on the side of the earth, making race and everything. They take a couple of people that look a certain way from this group, take another couple of people here, and before you know it, we have race. You have people with their eyes looking different. You have people with their skin shade lighter and darker. You have some people. That's just how it is, people. They separate you or put you on different sides of this supposedly middle of the earth. And that's how they make races and everything and languages. Switch you up, flip you up, and now you're a commodity of Babylon, helping to build it and all. That's what happened to us. We came here willfully because we've been convinced that this side of the earth is better And that's what called eating the forbidden fruit of the tree of knowledge. Those was knowledge that you didn't need. When you're at a place where you're comfortable, where you don't need nothing, everything you need is there, you don't need no damn knowledge. Especially a knowledge about hell. And what the knowledge is, what Satan gonna teach you, come in a serpent form, telling you about what this side of the earth have to offer, and the great sale pitches on, and you decide that yes, it sound better. I've seen that happen too many times on the earth. And a matter of fact, I mentioned about the greedy dog loses bone, is something like that. Greedy dog on the bridge, standing there with the bone in his mouth, looking down in the water. When he look in the water, he see a big old reflection of himself with a big old bone. The water reflection is huger than than him himself. So what he saw when he look in the water, he saw a bigger bone. Forget that it was a bigger dog holding it, which is him, and his reflection. He just saw the bone. Why? The bone is supposed to be bait. That's the prize. So what the dog did? Let that bone go and jump dead on in the water to catch the big bone. Okay, and that's the reason why the greedy dog loses his bone. And that's the concept of gambling. That's the concept of you buying something that you thought was better than the greatest place on earth for human being. Human being Abatak, human being origin. There's no place on the earth that better for the human beings to be. Everything that the human being desire, things that they supposed to be, you know, want in their life, need in their life, I should say, need. Don't want to get it mixed up with wants and needs. Needs. It's going to be there. Everything that you need. Now, when the devil come and tell you about what's going on over this side of the earth, and what could possibly be in this side of the earth, don't tell me that you're not going to buy it. Yes, you're going to buy it. And before you go any further, you have to understand, these things right here, these things that we're talking about in biblical days, and it's not too long ago. It's hard for us to grasp, but it's not too long ago. We don't live long in this side of the earth. That's part of the demise. That's part of us coming here. We're going to die fast. So they can tell you that people used to live 980 years old and all of these things, and you only can live that way if you at the human being origin. You understand? The life, the food, the seeds, it's the herbs, the healing, the water, everything is there to keep you alive. Keep your body pure and healthy. You don't need doctors. You don't need medication. Now over here, they're creating, they're cooking up a science pot every day to serve you up a destruction. So yes, people, this is what you have to put in your head. We're going to go back, and nobody can stop us. Nothing can stop us, period, from going back to where we at, where we came from. And the fact that we're willing to leave all this devil illusion behind is a plus for us. Do you get it? Yes. It's more blessing. It's more, you know, prosperity for the human being when they can think like that. Because now you're thinking about living without all of these things that the devil put on the table, which you should live without. You can't live without. You can't live with that. You can't. That's why you die. That's why you're sick. That's why you have destruction. Okay? So yes, you can't live by the devil and live good. We already understand that. So yes, join the caravan. We're going to leave. Yes, people, we have to leave. That's the only way we're going to get our soul back. That's the only way we're going to retain our soul and keep it. just like the Creator wants us to do from day one. And now, what you have to understand, now if you're in that land, the land where you have no stress, no supposed to be, you know, hurt type shit that they have for the masses, that you have to accept on earth, and oh, we just accept that this is gonna happen because we already know life. Oh, we accept this. No, we're gonna go back to the place where we don't have to accept bad, where bad is not a part of life. This destruction, this sickness is not a part of life. Yes, you have to be fed up of this. You have to be bored. And yes, bored enough to take action and leave. Yes, and we shall get straight deeper in it, you know, as we go. And I mentioned the Tuesday podcast dedicated to it. But yes, any day can pop up something, can come up or something get decoded, and I'm going to bring it. It's simple as that. And like I say, much respect to all the people who are willing, the people who are willing to leave all that this earth got to offer on this side behind. Respect. All the people. You give me a different side of hope when you do that. You give me a different sense of hope. When we said we're gonna get out of here, and the peoples, most of the peoples, and you know, can see that and down with it. You don't understand. Yeah, that's how I wanna feel in this earth. That yes, we can do it. And once you have people with you, and it can happen, it can happen. We might be the first to do this. We might be the first to do it, but we're not the first to consider it. I don't know if I'm the first to consider these things, because, you know, like I say, all knowledge is good because we're not at the spot where we at, where we're supposed to be. So all knowledge is good that we can gather up and be like, okay, we make sense out of this. So all knowledge is good now. It's just that all knowledge wasn't good when you was at the right place. And we get that knowledge in, curiosity kick in, and that's why we move. We accept the alteration, what the devil people did to us right here, to make us comfortable here, to make us feel like this is the only way of life. So now that your knowledge is open now, that this is not the only thing. And not only that, now you know that the birthplace of human being is right there, and it's not here. So there go your curiosity now. Now it need to take action. The curiosity, now it's time to take action. Imagine it, do whatever you want, but then you can see what they take you from. Now you can understand where they take you from and why they take you from there. They take you from the place they call heaven, so they can bring you to this one, which is hell. It's simple as that. So yes, the human being only should be the only mission supposed to be get out of here. Point blank, period. Yes, we shouldn't be using our energy and nothing else. And like I say, it's there for the masses to decode the whole thing. The decoding and finding the way back. Yes, another mag Tuesday, bam, man. Appreciate everybody for listening. And you already know we'll be back on.